Hi guys, and welcome to part 3 for video number 22 for the Canon EOS 500DT with IronKiss X3 tutorial videos. Before we go on to video 23 where we start using the inbuilt flash and the 430 EX2 on camera, I just want to have a quick look at the camera menus when you've got a 430 EX2 mounted on the camera, which I have here. I think I've touched on these before, but I just want to kind of do a quick recap. Just before we go into using the 430 EX2 on camera. Camera's currently in manual mode at the moment because that's where we get the most options in the menus, manual, aperture priority, shutter priority, and so on. So we'll have a quick look at these menus now. Apologies for the change in video quality. Again, I'm just using the old video camera. The subsequent videos for video 23 using the flash will, or actually are, they've already been filmed, in high definition. So we'll have a look at the menus now. So the flash control menu, okay, is on the first shooting menu, which are the red tabs. Now we can go to flash control, and because we've got a flash mounted on the camera, we have a few more options. The built-in flash function settings we can't get to because it can't open with another flash mounted on the camera. Okay, flash firing is enabled. External flash function settings, and we'll have a look at those. This is a 430 EX2, so it's a second generation Canon 430 flash with the latest generation ETTL metering. You may see some differences in your menus if you're using an older flash, say a Canon 430 EX, which is a previous generation, so just bear that in mind. And we have flash mode, ETTL, which is through the lens metering, where the flash and camera determine the correct exposure for both the ambient light and the flash exposure, or manual flash. Now if I put this on manual flash now, it actually changes the mode on the back of the flash gun, which is out of shot at the moment. You can't see that. Okay. The multi-flash, older TTL is for previous generation ones. Multi-flash is only on the 550, 580 and 580 EX2 flashes, which I don't have. And these are some other external flash settings when using commanders and so forth on the camera, which I don't have, so we can't look at those. Now shutter sync, first curtain, we've seen this before in previous menus, so we can change it from first curtain where the flash will fire at the beginning of the exposure, second curtain where the flash will fire at the end of the exposure. You may want to use that to so you can visually show faster movement through an image, otherwise it looks like the person's going backwards using first curtain. So the flash fires at the end of the exposure, so you get a blur trailing behind the person, or car possibly, making it look like they're moving quite fast. And also we have high speed sync. These functions can be turned on and off using the flash gun as well. The camera picks up what the flash gun's set to, so they'll both kind of take priority over one another as you change the modes. High speed sync, and just to cover what that is, that allows you to shoot at shutter speeds beyond your sync speed, so beyond the 1/200th of a second max sync speed for the 500D, so we can go to 250th, 320th, all the way through to 1/4000th of a second. However, you need to have the flash on the camera for that, or use a master flash to control it off camera, or the STE2 commander. You can also use an ETTL code as well. One thing to note about using high speed sync just quickly is it eats flash power, because the flash has got to strobe multiple times to make the exposure, and obviously it can't do that when it's on full or probably even half power really, so you're only using low power settings when you reach the faster shutter speeds. That's those. Flash exposure compensation is below. The FEB, which is grayed out there, is flash exposure bracketing. Again, it's not an option with this flash at the moment. That's for the more expensive 580s. Flash exposure compensation, I've explained that in some of the previous videos and in the videos coming up as well. It's where you can tell the flash to give you a little bit more than what it's metered and what it thinks is correct, because sometimes TTL, automatic metering, gets it wrong. Okay. ETTL2 is either can be set to evaluative metering, so it's similar to evaluative metering like that's on your camera, or an average or center weighted metering. So there's two different metering modes. You'll switch between the two of those depending on the situation that you're shooting in. Okay, and we can also change the zoom on the flash head. You may well hear this zoom when I change it. So automatic, it will automatically zoom to the focal length. So I change it to 105. Meep, there you go. So the flash head is now zoomed. Again, you can do that on the back of the flash as well. Okay, so that's that menu for the external flash function settings, and we'll just have a quick look at the external flash custom function settings. Now this is quite handy. In my quick look video that I did on the 430EX2, I went through with the manual and some of the custom function settings on the back of the flash. And as you will have seen, it's quite difficult to determine which one's which without the manual, because they're just numbered, they're not really clearly named on the back of the flash. If you can put the flash on your camera, you can then gain access to those custom functions, and it's labelled and named within the menu, so that's quite handy. So this will be telling it to fire at 1/30 second power when test firing. There's no point in firing full power, you're wasting battery. AF assist beam firing is the front red panel that you see at the front of the 430EX. Has an autofocus assist beam or grid which it will fire to help the camera focus in low light, so I leave that enabled. Auto zoom for sensor size, which means the flash will zoom accordingly based on the focal length, whether you're using full frame or a crop sensored camera. 500D is obviously a crop sensored APS-C. Slave auto power off timer, 60 minutes. So when you're using the flash in slave mode, this isn't applicable to it being on camera, however it is there. That will tell it not to go to sleep until 60 minutes up or 10. Slave power auto off cancel within 1 hour or 8 hours. Flash range and aperture info, we can tell it to do maximum distance or the aperture display, and that's just a display on the back of the flash. Distance indicator in meters or feet, again that's displayed on the back of the flash gun. Auto power off is disabled because I hate it when my flash guns turn off or go to sleep. And the modelling flash, which is disabled because that kind of just strobes a light so you can see where the light's going to fall, and it's horrible. I've said it before, it's crap. You're going to end up giving people epileptic fits. And that's the full menus for the 430EX2 mounted on the camera. Please bear in mind, like I said before, if you're using an older generation flash, the menu items that you see or are available may well differ. It certainly will do if you're using a 580 or 580EX2, the later generation flashes or the more expensive ones, which have other features and functions on the flash units. I just wanted to give a quick overview of the flash menu systems for when you use a external flash on the camera, just so we're up to speed for the next video, which is video 23. It's a two-part video where I use the inbuilt flash and the 430EX2 on camera to take some portraits as well, and some tips to give you, to get you shooting images that look like the flash was off camera using the 430EX2 whilst it's on camera. It might sound a bit strange, but it's certainly doable. So thank you very much for watching. This has been video number 22, part 3, the final part for video 22. If you've got any questions, then stick them in the comments, send me an email on YouTube or via the website, and I shall catch you in video 23.